The Dating Show with Pete Wicks and Cece Coleman on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome to The Dating Show.
Welcome. How are you? How's Pete today?
Pete's tired today.
Pete's tired. Why is Pete tired?
I've not slept well the last few days. Do you know what? Actually, you'd be quite proud of me. I haven't been out since Thursday last week.
So that's been a few days. Wow. Good for you. Why? What did you do all weekend then?
Stayed in all weekend.
All by yourself?
All by myself. Yeah, me and the dogs, pretty much.
Why? Were you
nothing.
Okay?
I just took a bit of time out. I have really significantly reduced my cigarette intake.
Well, we did discuss this last week, didn't we?
To the point where this is my new best friend.
Is that a vape?
Yep.
What flavour?
This is watermelon.
It looks watermelon.
Yep. So that's my new thing. And I think I'm going to have 2 weeks of this and then I'm going to be off everything.
What, no alcohol?
Oh, no, fuck that. No.
I was going to say.
I've got an Irish coffee now.
I'm going to come home. If you're off alcohol, I need to come home and help you because something's going down.
I'm on an Irish coffee now.
Good for you. Well done. I've got so many things to share. But before we do that, should we talk about what we're going to talk about today and our subject?
Go on then. Fucking job's worth.
Today, we've got a friend of mine on today. It's my friend's week. Her name is Daniela. And she works on First Dates with me. She is the other waitress. And do you know what? Every time I see her, she grows on me. She's a funny girl. She's northern. I always love
her. Like a fungus.
Just like a fungus. Mm. And our subject is online dating, which is interesting because you had a very strong point on it last week. Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah. What was it? What was my strong point on it?
On online dating. The guy asked us, didn't he, where should I meet people? And you said, anywhere.
I remember now. Yeah. So we've got online dating. So we've got Daniela on. We're going to be doing Love the Way You Lie game, listeners' questions and stories, and weird and wonderful dating news. But before we do all of that. Before we do all of that, Cece, what time is it?
It's time. Do you know what? There's some wind chimes in the background. I feel like slapping them.
It's not wind chime time. It's time for the dating sex book.
It is. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Tell me. Educate me.
This one. Are you ready for it?
I am. I'm really hot because I'm in Bali. Yeah, go.
Dishonorable discharge.
Okay. Is this where this could be either pre-cum or...
Could you explain to our listeners what pre-cum is?
Actually, well, you'd probably be able to explain it better than me, but
I think it's going to sound better coming from you.
I was always told be careful of the pre-cum because it's...
sticky.
Well, yeah, and that, but like, you know, it's always go down that road that goes too far. And then, do you know what little roads are called here? They're called gangs. Just change that subject up real quick. The little roads here, like I keep going down and leading myself up the garden path, they're called gangs.
Are they? And do you get much pre-cum down then, gangs? Do you have much pre-cum?
So forget I said pre-cum. Let's talk about dishonourable discharge.
Okay.
I think it's just, it's just discharge that no one wants to, you don't really want to see someone's discharge when you're about to get, what is it, Pete, before I fuck up?
Okay, well, I don't know why, because you seem to mention pre-cum quite a lot, Cece, but it's not that.
Why don't you explain what pre-cum is? You're the guy.
So dishonourable discharge. It's to masturbate at home after unsuccessfully going out in search of sex, basically. So it's when you go out looking to get your end away and actually doesn't happen and you're like, oh, fuck's sake. So you go home and just not one out. And that's a dishonourable discharge.
I did not expect you to say that.
It's that one where I think you go out thinking, listen, fucking, I look good. Tonight I'm going to get it. and then it doesn't work out, and you go home and have sort of a bit of a guilty wank. And you just sort of, it's a dishonourable discharge night. I'm just, do you know what I mean?
I was way off then.
Yeah, nothing to do with pre-cum. Dishonourable discharge. So going out, not having sex, and going home and having a wank.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. It doesn't sound fitting, though. It doesn't sound fitting with what it is. But
it's because discharge, instantly, when you think of sex and you think of discharge, it sounds disgusting. But actually, if you discharge a weapon, or if you do, it's just when you release something, isn't it? So you've discharged yourself dishonourably because you were looking...
You're so intelligent. You're so fucking intelligent. You're so switched on. Your references are just bang on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
You're
namaste.
Welcome. Namaste to you.
Namaste.
Right back at you.
Namaste.
Listen, I'm in Bali. I'm going to keep doing it until you stop.
Okay. Is that what they do?
Okay. They do all the time. It's amazing.
So, yeah, dishonourable discharge. That is what that is.
Okay. Dating news.
Okay, then.
Okay, let's go. So, a woman sends herself drinks from admirers on first dates to show she has options. Sophia Franklin shared a TikTok video where she explained her top tips for a first date to make sure she hooks her suitor in and keeps his interest. The plan is to trick the date into thinking another man has spotted her in the bar and sent her a drink to win her affections. When she goes to the bathroom, she pays the bartenders to send her an anonymous shot so that her date remembers she has options. One TikToker said her idea was actually really smart, whilst another confessed to putting a similar stunt in the past. They asked a man to come over to the table and tell her how pretty she was during her date. It's not just scream games. Like,
it screams dickhead.
Yeah.
I would think,
what a twat if a guy did that. Sorry, go on.
Well, presumably, obviously, the date doesn't know she's doing that, so he just assumes that she has got admirers or someone is coming over and saying they're pretty or whatever the fuck it is. That wouldn't make me think I want them more at all.
No,
if anything, I'd find it quite funny and I'd probably take the piss. But if that was actually genuine as well, things like that don't bother me in the slightest. It wouldn't make me want someone more just because I think other people want them. It's about whether I want them. I don't give a shit if everyone else does. It's kind of regardless. But the fact that she's doing that herself, I think, is pathetic.
Well, pathetic screams very insecure, right? Like, if she's not enough herself, and then she's on the date and that's not enough herself, then she needs the attention from everyone in the bar. Fucking hell.
And you're right. It's it does. It screams games. It's just not. I'm not keen on that. I don't think that's clever. I don't think it's big. I don't think it's cool. I don't think it's clever.
No, it's not at all. If that's how you're starting the day, imagine what it'd be like in a relationship. It would be game after game after. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right. Woman text date the next day to thank him for a nice night.
Nice.
Only to realise he's still in a house. A woman named Zoe went on a Tinder date with a man, which ended up being quite boozy. Not wanting the evening to end, Zoe invited her date back to hers. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, get in, I'll go.
Go on, I'll go.
Wait.
When she woke up the next morning feeling worse for wear, she texted her date to thank him for a lovely evening. She was surprised at his reply. I'm still on your sofa. I put you to bed. She then had to embarrassingly walk downstairs and see the man she'd forgotten had stayed round. The pair dated for a bit. Eventually, they went their separate ways. I, personally, rate the fact that she had no idea that he'd stayed. I think that's quite funny. As you know, I do like a drink. So I find that quite funny. I also rate the fact that this guy, because I have done this before, put her to bed, right? Because she was obviously that drunk. Gentleman stayed around and slept on the sofa. Gentleman, I just think that's a really nice. What a good guy.
I'd be in two minds about him staying, because I'd be like, why didn't you go home? But then at the same time, if it is really genuine and it's to make sure that I don't, choke on my own sick, then that's really nice.
But also, you've got, like, if he was really drunk as well, but managed to get her to bed, and then, like, he was really, do you know what I mean? There's a lot, but he still stayed downstairs, which I think is a good thing, a nice thing, because obviously she was very hammered. And he probably thought, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to stay here. So I quite like that. She'd invited him in, so it's not like he was there.
Yeah, true. Like, she invited him in, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like he just fucking went, you know what?
I like him.
I'm going to stay and walk around the ass and all that fucking shite. So I like it. I like it. Well, he probably did. He probably went through a Nicador, had a little sniff.
I know you said that very quickly, like you just slipped off the edge of your tongue. Okay. What's next?
What should we do now? I'm just, just for anyone that's listening, we are, this is the dating show on Fubar Radio. We've still got Daniela to come with our topic, which is going to be online dating. So online dating, let me give you some facts about online dating, shall I?
Yeah, I love a fact. Go on.
How many people, in fact, I'm not going to ask you, because I tell you why I'm not going to ask you, because it's written in front of you. So you know the answer. Oh, you're not excellent. How many people,
yeah,
do you think around the world use dating apps?
Oh, fuck. A duck. I'm going to go with 2.7 million. No, I'm going to go with 2.7 million.
2.7 million. There's more people in the UK than that use dating apps. So there's 270 million people in the world currently using dating apps.
I should have just added a naught then. How good was that? That was nearly there.
You were very close. You had the two and the seven. You were out
just
by,
like bingo.
Yeah, you were out by literally, like, 200.
Not much.
And,
yeah, don't worry about that part.
267.3 million, but you were close. Also, one in five relationships now start from a dating app or from being online.
One in five.
20% of relationships.
Doesn't surprise me, though. I
thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah.
What do you think the most popular dating app is?
Tinder.
You are correct. It is Tinder.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. And how many women in comparison to men do you think use dating apps? Percentage-wise, what's the percentage?
I think, women in... I think it's probably quite even. I would say, let's go 48% women and 52 men.
100% correct.
Shut up.
It actually is 52% men and 48% women.
I swear very to well God, done. I'm not looking at our sheet that I should have looked at.
Well, I'm very impressed with you then. You are, do you know what? Yeah, you're in Bali and I think you're just in touch with a lot of things now. So you're like
so in touch. I've got a story about that as well.
Story about Bali? Because
I may
log off.
I don't want to share it now. Good, because I don't want to share it anyway.
Also, this fact is the weirdest one of the lot. 50% of single Brits have never asked anyone on a date in person.
No, I would go with that because nor have I. No.
What?
Yeah, so I'll explain why and how. Because if you think, so how would... Say someone, it's not every day someone comes up to me and like that we're like fancy each other, and then it's like there's an opportunity for me to say, shall we go on a date?
Every day, but you're of an age now where you've done some dating. I mean that in the kindest possible way. Surely at some point you've seen someone in person, asked them on a date, or you've been asked on a date in person, though.
Oh, yeah, I've been asked.
Yeah, I think a bloke should be the one asking. Well, I'm a bit old school with that, but still. Surely at some point you must have asked someone on a date.
No, I ask people all the time on texts. So I'm always the one. Like the other day I was like,
That sounded so desperate. I ask people all the time. All the time to go on a date with me. All the time.
Do you know what? I'll tell you why. Because it annoys me when it's like, it gets to the point where it's like, there's nothing else to say. Just fucking ask me. Like, we're going to go on a date. So then I ended up saying it myself. I'm like, look, should we just meet? Should we just meet on Monday or something? Because it's a bit like, oh. But when you've done that, when you do that, then it's almost like setting like not wearing the trousers, but wearing the trousers. And I don't want to always wear the trousers. Wear the trousers.
So, you don't have to wear the trousers. You just rock out with your cock out. So what you're saying is that you don't like the conversational foreplay and you'd rather just get straight down to it and meet someone.
I'm actually not saying that.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's how we're going to take it. Cece just wants wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, no foreplay.
I love this. That the image people must have of me is incredible. But you know what? I'm okay with it because I'm in fucking Bali.
Yeah.
So I don't care. I'm fucking Bali. Go on.
So this, you are a more experienced online dater than I am.
Right.
We've discussed this before. I have used one dating app before and I've never actually met anyone off of it. So I don't have an awful lot of experience with online dating.
So I don't have a lot to say.
That's me out. So I've obviously just got my opinions, but I don't have a lot of experience with it. So I'm open with that. You have done a fair bit of online dating.
She has.
So I'm going to ask you one question before Daniela comes on. It's quite a vague question and it's quite a big question that may take some time. Don't think of this like a voice note because the show is only an hour long. So if you could keep it thrifty, that would be great.
Right.
What has your experience with dating apps been like?
I have had really good experiences up until last year when I got catfished. But apart from that, I've really enjoyed online dating. I'm quite good at sussing people out. I think you can. The red flags come quite easy for me. What I'm looking for. It doesn't mean that I'm special. It just means that I know what I'm looking for.
I know I said I'd ask one question, but you've just said something there that makes me want to ask another one. What is an online dating red flag? Just give me one.
Anything sexual.
Okay. When it's good. On their profile. I like it.
Yeah, anything sexual. When it's quite obvious that I'm not looking for that, you know, and it's on my profile, like I'm looking for a husband and kids and family. Okay,
so you your bio doesn't read anything like gives a great blowjob, Bali blowjobs for free, anything like that?
Not anymore. But then I have different ones. So Tinder, yes, but Hinge is a bit more serious. So not on Tinge yet. Tinge? Tinge?
What Tinge. Fucking,
that's going to be my... We should create a dating app called Tinge.
Do you know what? I actually, whilst we're talking about this, I know Daniela's waiting, so we will get to her. But I think we should start a dating app, me and you.
Oh, shit. It would blow up.
We could call it... No, we. I think... What do we call ourselves? PC?
PC.
Finding a PC of your heart?
Find the PC of your life. Find the PC of your life.
Finding the missing PC.
Oh, God.
We probably shouldn't have said that on air because I feel like someone may steal that idea now.
No, it's ours now because we've said it on air. Now it's ours. Coined, taking it, ours.
We've got it.
Coined. Right. We have a guest in the waiting room. We should probably bring her on because actually she's got way more experience about online dating than we have.
And to be honest with you, I don't want to hear about Bali anymore. So please bring someone else into the fold.
The thing is, she's my friend, so I'm sure she's going to have a little bit about Bali. Daniela, darling, I prepped her before. I said, ask as many questions just to wind Pete up as possible. Welcome, Daniela.
Oh, my God.
Hi. What the fuck is that in the background?
So this is found in a petrol station years ago, and I just think it's the cutest thing. So I thought, hey.
So before we start on the whole online dating thing, so does that normally sit there or have you put that there just as a little thing?
That sits there because at the moment we had an extension, so I'm in the extension and we don't have any blinds here, as you can see. So it's like a safety thing.
It's a safety thing. And what the dick fuck is it?
It protects you.
It's a dog, Pete. It's a dog. Little dog, man.
Oh, it's a little poodle.
Of course, it's a dog.
Of course,
a purple dog.
Lovely, love that. Wow. Right, before we go into topic this week, which is online dating, which I understand. It's all right, Cece. Don't worry. It's not like we're doing a fucking show or anything. What a fucking disaster! Do you know what I mean? She goes to Bali, doesn't give a shit. You know, do what I want. Fuck off.
Is Cece in Bali?
She's in Bali.
I didn't realize.
I don't even have to say it anymore. I'm getting hot talking about this. It's so warm here.
So before we go into online dating, which I understand you've got a bit of experience in, you've got some.
I've not got experience in. I've been there for a while. That's what I'll say.
Okay, so you are a veteran of the online dating scene that is not particularly successful. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Peace out. So before we go into that, we're going to do some quick fire questions with you.
Oh, cool. Let's go.
All right, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you prepared?
Kinda.
Okay, can you close your eyes for me?
Oh, why?
Just because I want to see you with your eyes closed.
I have to do it every fucking week.
Don't worry.
Every week I have to close my eyes.
I just feel like you concentrate more and you focus more.
Yeah, breathe, close your eyes.
Okay.
And the first thing that comes to your head, say it, okay?
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Date night in or date night out?
In. No, kissing. Out.
Oh, no, you're not allowed that. No.
Okay, kissing. Okay, go.
Kissing or cuddling?
Kissing and cuddling. What?
Oh, ooh. Greedy bitch. Giving gifts or receiving gifts?
Giving gifts.
Dating apps or meeting in person?
Meeting in person.
Dream job or dream partner?
Ooh, interesting. Very interesting. How about if I meet my dream partner in my dream job?
I like that answer, but Daniela, you missed the assignment here. It's quick fire questions. It's one or the other.
Okay. Dream job.
Yeah. Okay. Chat up line or straight to the point?
Line.
Okay. Blow job or hand job?
Next question.
All right.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Sorry, my eyes are open. Little spoon.
I'm sure, because Pete's just throwing you one.
Single or taken?
What is that? Am I or do I want to be?
No, are you?
I'm single.
Fucking hell.
Do you want to be?
Oh, all right. What would you prefer to be then, single or taken?
I mean, I'm so used to being single. I'm just living the life right now, so.
To live in the life.
I don't know if I can give so much attention to someone else right now because it's all me right now.
Just working on yourself, yeah? Love
working
that.
Working on myself, yeah.
Okay, well, delightful. You answered almost all of those questions. CC, I don't know why you wrote that one in there. That was really rude.
Was that you? Of course it was you, CC.
Do you know what's happened? Is she's gone to Bali and she's got all sexual and weird, like, because they're all hippie fucking people over there that are all just shagging each other and sucking people up and doing whatever they do. She just don't give a shit. Do you know she went for a massage the other week with four dips?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that anyway, the truth? Is that
the Yeah, let's what? Leave it there. Shall we move on?
So, questions. We've got more questions for you, but they're not quick fire.
Yes.
So what is your opinion of online dating?
I think online dating is toxic.
Ooh.
I think it's like having a toxic relationship. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
What, you have a toxic relationship with online dating, or the people that you meet are generally toxic?
Both. All of the above.
All of the above.
Is your radar in just Manchester, or like, is it a Manchester thing? Or like,
I don't know. What? I mean, Jim, I have my distance on like Hinge and Tinder. I've changed it from like 10 miles.
What is your distance?
So I had it at like 10 miles to keep it local. And then I thought, fuck it. And I went like 99 miles to try and find someone. But it hasn't worked. Nothing works. And I just get really weird motherfuckers on there.
Okay. So tell me what your worst experience with online dating has been. I want your worst and I want your best.
Okay. So
tell me the good, tell me the bad. Let's do bad first and then we can move on to good.
Yeah, we go up.
On a happy crescendo.
Okay. my worst is I got catfished on Tinder. When I think I was in sixth form, so I was like, how old are you then? Like 17 or something. And this guy, I was talking to him for ages, I was texting him, and then he'd call me at night and he was like, really cute, da, 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 and he was so good looking. And I was like, oh, it's gone for me. And then realized my best friend was like, Danny, you're an idiot. He's not real. I've actually got pictures. Do you want to see the pictures?
Yeah.
See the pictures?
Fuck
yeah.
So this is when WhatsApp was like really old and I had like, the old, like, what's it called? You can see. That was him. He was called Kamani.
Okay, good looking guy.
Yeah. These are his WhatsApp pics. And I was like, oh, wow, you're a bit of a stunner, aren't you? Look at that.
Yeah, Kamani, get it.
Is he famous?
Well, hold up.
He looks...
Yeah, I know. He looks like a movie, like someone out of a movie.
He looks like he's like a rapper or, I don't know, or a model or some shit.
Good-looking
anyway,
guy.
Yeah, good-looking guy. So I was talking to him for ages, and then he planned to like pick me up from sixth form a few times, and I'd call him, he wouldn't answer. Then I just asked him, are you a catfish? And then he blocked me off everything. And this is like weeks of like talking on the phone and texting, and I was like,
so you'd built up a like connection and whatnot with him as well.
Yeah.
So two things there. So he may not have actually been a catfish. You may have just insulted him by thinking that he was a catfish, and that's why he blocked you.
Oh no, wait, I missed out a massive part of that story.
Okay.
Because I Google searched his photo, you know, when you drag and drop, that's it. So I dragged and dropped, and there was this American guy who like fucking dances and all that shit.
How does he dance? Show me again.
Right, listen, mate. Oof, robot.
Is that a dance or a seizure?
You tell me. So he's an American guy in America doing his American thing, and on the phone had like a really high pitch, not really high pitch, but like a younger UK voice. So I should have known. I was very naive. I was just a bit of a hopeless romantic.
Okay, so getting catfished, Cece, that's happened to you before as well, isn't it?
Yeah, but I actually went on the date, but it was the actual guy. Like he was just
40 years older than the picture, and
he just showed a really good picture of himself. And then when I turned up, I was like, "Oh, come on, mate, come on! It's first date after lockdown. Fucking help me out here.
Yeah.
I'm desperate."
Oh shit!
I still gave him 3 hours though.
Yeah, that's not all she gave.
Why?
and I pay for the whole night. Yes. Anyway, back to you because I'm in Bali. Carry on.
That's it. That's the end of my story.
Okay, so good one then. Give us, if you have a good one. I know you've got some, you've told me some of your dating stories, so is there a good one?
Exactly. How do you not, I don't have a good one though. If
Daniela,
I had a good
have
one.
Have you not been on a good date? Have you been on any good days?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, Daniela, then maybe we need to go on a date. I've never had a bad date.
Oh my God, really?
Never had a bad date. I've said this so many times, haven't I? I've never had it because I have a good time wherever I go with whoever I go with, because you find out about new people. And I've never had it. I can't understand when people have bad dates.
Yeah, because they make them bad. Listen to this. Someone from Tinder, I went on a date with him. Took me. I drove. It's always me driving. I don't know.
Why are you driving? Do you drink?
No. Well,
oh,
kind of. Well, I stopped drinking. Sorry, can you hear me?
This isn't AA. You can tell the truth.
I actually nearly died the other night from drinking too much.
Okay, yeah. She does drink.
That's another story. Anyway, so I went on this date with this guy from Tinder, and I was driving because, I don't know, do I just wear the pants or something? And I drove. He was like, let's go to this place.
Did you pick him up?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Put your opens back in.
God.
Yeah.
What, you picked him up from his house?
I picked him up, like his mum.
Collected him.
But like I was taking him to school. I picked him up.
Are you someone that he's dating or an Uber driver?
Yeah, deep.
Took him where? Where did you go?
So he recommended we go for a cup of tea at night time. So I can't believe this is actually my life. This is hilarious. So we went to a hotel. Went to a hotel, you know, like the foyer section of it. Yeah. I had a cup of black tea and a slice of cake. And then he tried to kiss me in the car.
Okay. Can we all just have a minute silence, everyone, if we'll just close our eyes again, because I like to close eyes, and just have a minute silence for your dating life, because it sounds fucking dreadful.
Thanks, please. Really appreciate that.
I'm going to break the minute silence because I've just gone for it. Listen, like, don't take offence to this, but it's going to sound like it. So it's going to be...
I mean, when people say that, I don't mean this offensively, but I'm really going to offend you now.
Yeah.
Go on, Cece. Who gives a shit you're in Bali?
I'm in fucking Bali. So do you not think that maybe the problem is that you're picking fucking idiots? Because I can't believe that everyone's a fucking idiot. Like, and also, I know you, right? I know how fun you are. I know how nice you are. I know how genuine you are, how giving you are, the loveliness about you. So how can you, into my head, I think, you're a fucking wicked night out. So how can, I've been out with you. So how are you having shit dates? Because you're brilliant.
You tell me. I don't have a, I attract them. I'm like a magnet for shit vibes. Yeah, they just come to me like this.
Yeah. There's a common denominator here in all bad dates. And that common denominator is... because I'll take well, listen. So you need to you need to make better decisions about who you're going on a date with.
Yeah, that's true. Someone asked me on a date to IKEA yesterday.
Oh, fuck off. Right, okay. Why would you entertain someone that asks you on a date to IKEA? Why would you entertain someone that asks you to go for a cup of tea in a hotel?
I don't know. I mean, IKEA to me sounds pretty fun, but...
So do you do mainly online dating? You don't do, like... Do you ever meet people out?
Yes, I meet... I've got so many stories. I meet people out, and then it turns out to be shit again.
Right, okay. What we need to do here, and I feel like the biggest thing... this has gone from online dating to let's help Daniela.
Yeah, let's change the subject this week.
I feel like this is...
Oh, please, please.
I feel like this is an intervention.
Yeah, totally need this.
What is your criteria for speaking to someone? So, because all of these dates, you have a period where you talk to someone before you go on a date, yeah? Are you missing all of the red flags... and not understanding that it's going to be a shit date before you go on it. Like, what is the criteria? There needs to be some sort of criteria where you go, right, do you know what? This person ain't going to be the person for me. Does that make sense?
Do you know what it is? Everyone says to me that I just see the good in people, so I don't acknowledge red flags.
Okay, well, you should start being like me and see all the bad in people, because everyone's a knob.
oh, that's so sad though. Why are you like that?
No,
it's flipped.
The fucking
you two look at each other, I think, because Daniela, you obviously literally see the fucking good in someone that takes you to the tip, and then you just hate everyone. So you need a bit of each other.
I set CC homework every week. We see each other homework. I'm going to set you some homework, Daniela.
Go on.
You are not allowed to go on a date until someone asks you on a real date for dinner, for drinks, something fucking normal, whether you meet someone in person or online, it has to be a very normal date that allows you to actually get to know someone rather than going to IKEA or doing activity or doing something fucking weird because everyone thinks it's fucking alternative and edgy. It's not. It's fucking dog shit. All right? Go for fucking dinner. Like, oh, yeah, no, we'll go IKEA. It'd be really cool.
Pete, let me stop you right there, Pete. No one asks me to go for dinner.
Okay, then then don't go on dates, because what you need to do is you need to go out with someone. I'm serious. Don't go on a fucking date to IKEA. Go on a fucking, just a normal date. And I know I don't like normal necessarily, but normal is not about what the date is. It's about the person you're dating. So if you go on a date where you sit down for dinner, you have drinks, and you do like a nice, normal, proper date where you get treated like a fucking queen, which is what you're supposed to be treated like on a first date. Well, not just on a first date, throughout your fucking life, you're supposed to be treated like that. Then go and do that. But you've got to be sure that person is not mental. And the only way you're going to do that is by picking up on red flags.
What is a red flag? I just don't know.
Cece, give her the list of red flags that you've got.
Give me some red flags, please.
The thing is, right, you've just got to think about, if you look at your friendship circle, right, you pick good qualities in good people. You don't have a bunch of dickhead friends. You have good people in your life. Your sister's a lovely human. Think of the qualities that they have, your family. And that's what you're looking for in a person. Like red flags don't have to be like, oh, he said, I don't know, it says something weird. If he's saying something weird, it's beyond a red flag. That's just like, that's a fucking, you're getting blocked. But you're just looking for a decent human. And there are a million decent humans out there. And someone who is decent will ask you if they can take you out on it. Can they have some of your time to take you on a date, take you for some food? That's a normal date. You need to go on normal dates, not...
Do you have...
dates?
Yeah, you need a normal date. All these fucking weird people that think it's cool to go on these fucking random dates and like, oh, I'm so different, I once took a girl to IKEA. Fuck off. She don't want to see a wardrobe. Take her for dinner, you silly prick.
I wish, in fact, I think we should do this, is go through your fucking date, your Tinder or whatever app you're on, and we go through each person and we, yes, we'll know them as in very, very quickly.
I'll tell you what we should do before we do that, right? So, because I love that fucking idea. I love that fucking idea, CC. I fucking love it.
Fucking love it.
Okay. what I think we should do is I want to hear about your profile. Tell me about your profile. What is your profile saying to me, right? So I'm thinking through. Have you got your phone? Can you show me your profile?
Let's see. You got a profile.
Oh, that's a joke. Okay.
I want to see your profile. Okay. I want to see your profile picture. What is it on? And what app is it?
Hinge.
Hinge. So what happens on Hinge? You get a profile picture. Do you write about yourself on Hinge?
Yeah. So you put pictures up and you write stuff. But I've got a voice prompt on there as well. So.
Okay. So show me your profile picture. What are we working with? Beautiful. Like the picture.
Oh,
it's good. Very good profile picture.
Okay. Now, the next thing is I don't know if you can hear this. Do you want to hear the voice prompt that I've got?
Yes.
Do I play it through this?
I don't know. I'm technically not very gifted.
I also didn't know about this voice prompt.
Dating me is like ordering an Eggs Benedict for breakfast and then popping the poached egg to find all the yolk just flowing out. So just basically a whole lot of perfection.
Right. That is fucking weird.
Hilarious. Don't tell me that's not hilarious. If I was a guy, I'd be like,
I actually do think that jokes, but it also has quite a sexual
Yes.
It's like the way you said that.
I would not
see
that.
The way it's flowing.
It's like popping the center and getting
Stop. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, Daniela, I'll be honest with you, it's made me hard.
Oh, it's made Pete hard.
Really? Yeah.
And I'm not wearing any trousers, so.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
I am really.
That's a surprise to me. That you know.
I didn't know you could do voice notes on there. That's interesting.
It is quite funny, but I'll tell you something with that. Right, this is why you're getting weird dates, because that is quite odd, but in a good way. Like that's funny.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So people think, oh, I'll tell you what, she must be. She's a bit out there. Right.
Yeah.
So they're going to go, right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something out there. Let's go IKEA. Yeah. All right. Or let's go for tea because she'd love that because she likes all that weird shit. So I'm going to do that.
So I should delete that.
No. What if you just changed it and just try it because it's not working for you so far? And I love that, by the way. I find that funny. Yeah.
But what if you just went,
listen, I just keep getting absolute weirdos on this app. When is someone just going to ask me to go for fucking dinner?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Straight to the point. Yeah. Savage.
You got to remember, Daniela, that these, like, unfortunately, dating apps, your humour, not you, but people's humour doesn't translate. You, like, it comes across, you know, it's like sending text messages and you're like, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying this. And everybody gets it wrong. So you're not getting the humour. You're fucking funny. Like, you are a fun, you know, you're the above average funny. So, to get that, you're a funny girl. But to get that, you kind of got to get you first. I think like what Pete said is going in quite like straight to the point, but also it's cheeky, but it's enough. I think that's a brilliant opening.
What people do when they first meet people, and this is one of my pet hates, and this is why it becomes hard to get to know people, whether it be in person or online, is people become comedians of the person they're with. So rather than being themselves and sticking to who they are, regardless of whether that person, you either get on with that person or you don't get on, people become the person they think the other person wants them to be. And that's why nothing ever works out. So if you're quite out there with things like that, which is really funny, they need to see that after they've got to know you a bit and you've built the foundations of whether you two actually have the same core values in life before you can become fucking weirdos together. I'm fucking weird. I'm really fucking weird. But you don't always show people the weirdness straight away because then they try and be weird because they think that's what you want.
So yeah, they're not actually weird and weird then, together.
And do then, you get that a
and
lot?
Then,
yeah.
And they're not actually weird, but they try and be weird because they think that's what I want. So actually, you need to establish whether you've got core values that are the same at the beginning, whether you actually agree on certain things, whether you have the same priorities and goals in life and all that sort of shit. And then you can go and be weird together. If you're weird straight away, people just be weird because they think that's what you want. And that's not actually them. And that's why it never works out, because they can't keep up that fakeness of being weird for you.
Am I in therapy? What?
Listen, and this is coming
that is so true, though. I've actually never thought about it that way.
So sometimes you can give too much away too early, which enables people to get an insight into who you are, which enables people to manipulate you by thinking, fuck me, they're just as weird as I am. Well, no, they're not.
I had that with an ex, totally manipulated. And then 3 months down the line, his actual personality came out. And I was like, what?
Yeah. And that's what people do.
Is that the one we know about?
Hey, hey, hey. And listen, I don't know why this has turned into therapy, because Cece and I are both in our 30s and both single. So I don't know why anyone would listen to us.
Yeah, don't listen to us, but listen to us.
But yeah, okay. So maybe if you go straight down, because if your profile has been the same for that long and you've been that unsuccessful, maybe change the profile and see if it makes a difference for a little bit.
Right.
If you keep doing the same thing, you get the same results.
That is the definition of insanity. You keep smacking your head against the same brick wall and nothing changes. You're insane, girl.
I'm going to have to change it all then.
Should we play a game so we get this in quickly? Otherwise, I feel like we're going to run out of time.
Yeah, I think we should play the game. Yeah,
we're going to play, but we've waffled enough. This game real quick. Daniela, so this is going to be like quick time, like time quick.
Go.
Quick time,
go.
Quick time. One, two. Scream if you want to go faster.
Okay. You're going to tell us three stories. Two are going to be truth. One is going to be a lie, okay? But make the stories, if you can, like sentences, like literally like words, just to keep it real short and snappy.
Right. Obviously, because, you know, I'm not like a major dater, so my stories are going to be rather limited. But don't you worry. Want three, don't you?
Please.
Okay, so first one is, on a first date, I got really drunk and started smoking a crisp.
I feel like you so do that. Okay.
Second, question. The second is I...
Fuck's sake.
Which one was it?
How are you second, having bad dates? Because I really want to date you now.
Thank you. I smoked it. Trying to do the whole thing, yeah.
Oh, I just love that. Just love that so much.
Is I went on a first date and did a Scottish accent the whole way through.
I can say to you.
Okay, go on. Next one.
The third one is I was seeing someone and then we were in the hotel room in London and he'd gone out and something happened and I went through his wallet and found out he lied about his age.
Okay. All right. So we get a question about each one.
Hit me.
Question one for me on story one is what flavour crisp?
Kettle chips, salt and pepper.
Okay, wonderful. My question for number two is, can you do the Scottish accent for me now?
All right, pal, I'm from Scotland.
And question three for story three was the guy older or younger than you thought?
Younger. Yeah. Okay.
Cece?
I got no questions. I'm just trying to...
I think the lie is number two, because if you can actually keep up a Scottish accent for an entire day... then you may have just become my favourite person that I've ever met in my life.
Oh, Pete!
You're different, because we are now entwined as one person. I don't consider you. I don't consider you a separate entity. I can see. Okay.
He pulled it back.
I consider you now part of me.
Okay.
You know.
That's so cute.
So I'm going to go with Daniela, I'm going to go with number... Fuck it. I originally thought number three was the lie.
Okay, so you think number three and Pete, you think number two?
Yes.
Do I do like a big reveal or something? Like a drum roll?
Yeah, do a drum roll.
Get the dog, get that fucking thing behind you.
Oh, are you ready for this one?
The lie was not... Yeah, fucking hell.
Boom.
Boom.
I really want to do that though.
Please.
Did you do some of it in an accent though?
No, that's the lie.
Well, you might have extended your. It might have been that you did 5 minutes of it. No. Well, you do a very good Scottish accent,
Daniela. Please.
Sometimes it just comes out.
Please, just since your dating life is so fucking horrendous anyway, you might as well go and do that on a date. So please do that.
Yeah. Do that.
I would really, really enjoy that. I would enjoy
it.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Daniela, lovely to have you on. Thank you.
Thanks for the therapy session, guys. I've totally appreciated this.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We are not trained. We are not therapists. We just love the sound of our own voice.
We do love the sound of our own voice. And we also now love the sound of your voice.
Yes, we do. You're welcome back anytime.
Yes.
Thank you so much, guys.
If you would like, and also we are going to do a thing if you are going to report back to us in a month. So you've got homework.
Yeah.
So we, Cece and I, would like you to report back to us in a month. Yeah. And tell us, because I want you to change the profile.
I've got a better one. I'm going to chop in right now because we have listeners. So listeners, if there, you've just heard the whole fucking show and what Danielle has been going through.
Yes, sister.
There is a man out there for Daniela who is just normal.
Funny, but not over the top.
Not over the top. Yeah. Don't try to be funny. If you're funny, be funny. But if you're not, don't be. Who's going to take her for fucking dinner, not take her to the tip. And do you know what? And it's going to be a good conversation.
Yes.
If you've listened to this show, right? If you've listened to this show and you've enjoyed what you've heard from Daniela, like Cece and I both have, and you think you could be the man for Daniela, then please write in to us. So you can email us. Message.
Yeah, well, you can also DM. Slide
or DM on the dating show Instagram, which is the home...
Daniela's.
Or
slide in my DMs.
Yeah, or go Daniela, straight...
quickly, what's your Instagram handle?
Daniela Kalita. K-A-L-I-T-A.
K-A-L-I-T-A. Right.
At Instagram.com.
Slide in the DMs and say Pete and CC sent you.
Yeah. And that can be your opening line. So you don't feel the pressure about, what do I say? Your opening line is Pete and CC sent me. Hello.
But then follow up with something else. Don't just send
don't feel too pressured to be perfect. But you're going to get a fucking date. You are going to get a fucking date, I tell you.
I'm so excited, actually. Okay. I'm going to, woo,
we're here for it. Well, thank you very much. We love you. Goodbye. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye, lovely. Take care. Do you know what? I love working with her. I've missed her little face. She is fucking brilliant.
I'm just going to say something, right?
Go on.
I don't know how she hasn't had a good date because she is so easy to talk to. And I know we always
say this. She's genuine.
But sometimes we're lying because some people I don't like.
No, agreed. Yeah, but we like.
Yeah, and we always go, they were great. But actually, we have thought some of our guests have been dickheads. So, but this one we do. I think she's great. She's really funny and she deserves a good date. She does. Very good energy. I like her. And we need to take her out.
We need to take her out when I'm back.
I forgot you're in Bali.
Let's carry on. We're gonna do listeners' questions and answers.
We are. So everyone, this is now CC and I's favourite part of the show. You are listening to the Dayton Show on Football Radio. So now gonna do it hasn't changed. We are the same.
We're still awesome. We're still the same.
We are okay. Listeners' questions and stories. Cece, do you want to?
Yeah.
I think we've got a story first, haven't we?
We got a story by someone called Pippa. Where is Pippa from?
London. You saying like you're from London?
I'm going to say Oxford only because I know someone called Pippa from Oxford.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
So when I was 19, I went off on my first summer season in Sardinia. I was very excited. It was the first time I'd been on an aeroplane on my own. And I saw a fit boy at the airport. He then got on my flight. I didn't speak to him on the flight, but looking over sort of thing. And when we got off the flight, he was waiting for the same transfer bus as me, and we were going to be working in the same resort. So we get on the transfer bus and we're chatting, getting on well, get to resort, and I'm staying on site and he's staying off site. And then I find out my accommodation's not ready. So they asked me to stay in the offsite accommodation for that one night. So I went to stay in the house that he was put in. And we actually were sharing a room, separate beds, I must say. So I said hello to him again. We all spent the night getting to know each other, a big group of us. Ended up getting on really, really well with him. Regretted to say, I did sleep with him. Which is not the best thing to do when you start a new job. And then this is where the funny bit comes in. The next morning I go to the staff meeting and I wonder why he's not there. So I'm kind of like looking around the room like, why isn't he here? And they start the meeting and the bosses introduce themselves to us and then inform us that one member of staff has already been sent home because they breached their bail conditions, which I then found out was him. So yeah, that was my sleep with a convict story.
Pippa! Yes, Pippa!
Right.
Yes.
Pippa, we've done this show for a long time. That made me my favourite dating story. Firstly, you get it, girl.
She got it. She got it.
You get it. You got it.
Someone's fantasy, you know.
So, slept with a bit of jailbait.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Firstly, you got the guy. Love that. It's a shame that he's a convict. My burning question is, what the fuck was he on bail for?
I would love to know that, but she probably can't say that, can she?
Well, of course she can. She's not mentioned his name.
Well, how would she would know that? They probably wouldn't even know, would they?
Well, listen, if you went away, Cece, let's say you went away, because you don't go away very often. I don't know when the last time you went away was. But let's say you went away and you slept with someone on the first time and then you found out that someone had breached patterns, someone had told you this. Someone will know what he did. The first thing you're going to say is, oh, my God, what did he do? So maybe she does know.
What did he do?
So, Pippa, we want you to come tell us next week what he did. I really want to hear about this.
Oh, Pippa, okay. Right.
I really want to hear, but I love that story. I'm here for that story.
That was one, that's up there.
We like that.
Dating advice.
So we've got dating advice from Emma.
The rules say never be friends with your ex, but it's hard to cut someone important out of your life. Do you think it can? Do you think it can ever happen, or will it hold you back? I think the latter is the right one. Latter.
I disagree.
Well, okay. There is
and agree. I think it depends on the person. It depends on the relationship you have with the person. And I think it depends on why you broke up. And I think it depends on the amount of time that has passed since the breakup. I think if it's an ex, a recent ex, then I think it's very, very, very hard to stay friends because those feelings don't just disappear. I think if there's a period of time, then yes, you can be friends if you had a good foundation relationship in the beginning. So I am friends with some of my exes that have been like a long time and we're good friends. So you can, you know, talk to them about who you're dating now, who they're dating, and there's no weirdness and it's fucking hunky dory. But then there's also exes who I could not discuss that with because it is a bit odd because maybe time hasn't passed and maybe there are still feelings there or whatever it may be. So I think
that's the key is discuss. If you could discuss your current partner or partners with your ex, that
not
and it's
weird.
Okay and it's not weird, then that really is your answer. But everyone knows that answer. You know, if you're still holding on to something, you are still holding. If you're asking the question, you probably are. It depends.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not personally friends with any of my exes, and I've had some really lovely relationships. Some, you know, have been awful, but some have been really nice. And it's just because I didn't think it was fair on their current partner for whatever reason. It might be okay with me, but the new partner's got to be okay with it as well. There's not just you and your ex. There's three people in this now, or four people if you're dating again. So everybody needs to be okay with it. And I remember actually after my ex, my lovely, lovely ex, when I was meeting new people and they'd say, oh, you know, you're a bit close to your ex-boyfriend, I would be more protective of my ex than I was my current boyfriend. And that, again, because time hadn't passed.
Yeah.
So I think each situation is unique.
Yes.
And you've just got to be really honest with yourself.
Yes, I agree with that. Letting go is taking control sometimes. And I think sometimes you do, however important someone is in your life and however much they mean to you, at some point you may have to let go before you can bounce back and create something new. Because otherwise you're still holding on to something that was and rather than something that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
100%,
I think there does need to be a bit of time. And I think it's however important someone is in your life and for whatever reason you break up, there's that difficulty of the feelings. It's very hard to be around someone that you've had feelings for and just completely let go. So sometimes you do need to let go to take control again to then in the future maybe become friends.
And remember, letting go, I'll just keep talking, you crack on, go on, answer your door. I was going to say, letting go, closing a door means another door opens. So it might feel like you're ending an era, or it's a bigger than you actually think it is. But if you can make space for somebody else, then you're not doing that by hanging on to an ex. I let go of someone recently, and I did it in a healing session in Reiki because I didn't know how to do it. So there are ways of letting go of somebody, but if it is in having additional help. That's it. We're at the end of the show now. We're going to say goodbye. We've done it. And we're going to... Pete, you know what? You end it every week so fucking strong. Where can you find us, Pete?
Okay, I'll tell you where you can find us. So thank you again to everyone for sharing your listeners' questions and stories. If you've got anything to say to us, whether it be a question and story for listeners' questions and stories, or whether it just be something you want to say to us that we might enjoy, then you can email thedatingshow@foobarradio.com, or you can find us on the home, the HQ, the hub of The Dating Show, which is thedating_show on Instagram. We like to hear from you because we are a big family of fuckers. Please interact with us. We love it.
That was your best ending so far. Fucking best. What a show. You know what? I'm just going to do this today. I feel like we did fucking good.
Listen, we don't like to blow our own trumpets, but sometimes you go. We are fucking great.
We are fucking awesome.
Do you know who's great, Cece? You are.
Do you know who else is great? Kind of get my fucking words out because I want to say it. Fucking you.
No, fucking you. You're great.
Fucking you.
You're fucking great, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what you are? You're fucking great.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Bye then.
Bye, I'll see you in a week. I'll be even more tanned. Maybe we'll be single, isn't
he? Why, where are you?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you guess.
What does it begin with? What does it begin with?
That's my version of Countdown.
Is it? It's.
Oh, hang on. You know what we didn't talk about? It was our fucking homework, because I completed my homework.
Excellent. Tell us what you completed.
You told me to go and find a new skill or do something I haven't done before. I went to Afro Dance. I went to an Afro dance class.
That's what?
Think of Afro music, like house kind of vibes. And there is certain moves that you do.
Show us.
No, because it was out of my comfort zone. And I did it like a twatteroo in there, but I...
Twatteroo?
I thought it was a twatteroo, but I thought of you. And I thought, well, Pete wanted me to do it, so I'm doing it, twatteroo.
Well, listen, I'm so pleased that
I did video it, actually.
Please, please send me the video.
I haven't watched it back because it's fucking cringe. But
okay, I need to see that. I need to see that, and I want a 7-minute long voice note to accompany it. Please do that for me. So my homework was...
Oh, fuck.
It was the...
Oh, it was smoking. It was to reduce. It was not... I told you not to give up completely, but it was to reduce because I felt that was too much pressure.
And I have done that.
Well done, Pete. Oh, namafuckingstay.
Namafuckingstay. Namafuckingstay. Namafuckingstay. Namafuckingstay. Namafuckingstay. Namastay. Yes.
Guys, thank you for listening. Big love. Pete, big love to you. All this. Love.
All this. Love. Circles of love.
Circle, love. Love. Love you all. Thanks, guys, for listening. Don't forget to DM Daniela. Slide up in there.
Yes, because we, Cece and I, have moved on The Dating Show. We want to create dates now.
Yeah. We're changing up the show.
If you're not aware, Scylla is dead. So we are looking to take over.
Oh, what a lovely ending. Should we leave it there? Yeah, let's leave it there. Okay, guys, it was fucking hell.
It was a roller coaster.
It was.
Up and down like a fucking yo-yo.
Well, so well.
Bye then.
Should we just do one last namaste? Just to say, just literally one. Okay, namaste.